Into a magnifying sphere through a bumpy lava tunnel. As has been said from ancient times, the sum of energy residing in us remains constant at all times. All matter convert back to energy, and the energy manifests in different ways, creating objects, people, thoughts, and events. It's all about shifting energy from one to another. Like Michael Jackson pulled so many people in and created his era and phenomenon. Then the energy shifted from him and will cause another pull of events somewhere else. Like the water was stopped, thus the energy was clogged in the building, and then it caused a flood. It was stopped, shifted, amplified its magnitude, and it perhaps came out as a tsunami along the coast of Japan. I wish I could be contained in a glass jar with a marimo and stay there as long as I wanted. The place is cool, shaded, and complete. I see things a little obscured through the layers of water and the glass. I hear people and talk to them through the vibrations of the layers. There is a little time delay, and frequent misunderstandings occur. But that's nice. The irresistible activity in our life is to imagine, to create events in our mind, and to relive other people's experiences through imagination. It's being here and being somewhere else. It's how much distance one can slip. And this action is not a leisure nor a luxury. It is actually the only option left for us. Our experiences are solo acts. Our feelings are private. And even languages, which are supposedly there to connect and communicate between us, are private. We at least need to imagine we go through events together, getting drunk and dancing under the same music, sharing similar feelings, being fulfilled momentarily. Or instead, we fall asleep spooning, smelling the scent of the nape of his neck where the hair and skin meet. Icelandic people say when they smell a sweet floral scent in the air that the elves are around. There is an insanely long underground tunnel connecting Lake Akan in Hokkaido and Lake Mittvann in North Iceland. Volcanoes exploded and lava flooded. The explosions left craters where water streamed in and created the two lakes. The lava hardened underground and formed the bumpy, colorful tunnel. Marimos, elves, and trolls use the tunnel, go through the bubbling hot and freezing cold spots and the dark and narrow parts, and finally reach Lake Akan or Lake Mittvann. When they arrive at the other lake, it is a place unknown to them, but somehow familiar. It feels a bit like visiting a remote relative's house for the first time. You've never met them, but the familiar decorations and the smell of the house, the one on Saturday after lunch, hit your memory so strongly that you feel a bit dizzy, get sucked into a vortex. You feel strangely at home in the foreign place, which makes you feel uncomfortable because it shouldn't be comfortable. So marimos, elves, and trolls recognize many familiar elements of their home. Volcanic energy, hot springs, freezing water, the long winter, and its quietness and darkness. But they also realize that people call them different names and that their faces are different. Another familiar thing for marimos is weak salt water. Marimo mothers give it to their children as a remedy when they are sick. They tell a story that their home used to be part of the ocean a very long time ago, and they remember the sense of it without consciously remembering it. Marimos no longer know whether it is the reason or because it has been a habit from their childhood, but they still soak themselves in weak salt water whenever they feel homesick. I find marimos compelling and beautiful. The existence of marimos is non-logical and out of order from nature. It attests that non-logical, stubborn, persistent, and excessive are the qualities from which beauty emerges. Marimos only exist in a few places in the world, thus aren't in any way popular or common. They live off of photosynthesis, yet like the dark and cool places away from the sun. Photosynthesis plants are usually flat or linear to maximize their intake of the sun, and only green on the surface, white inside, to minimize their energy consumption. However, marimos are spherical and thus half is always in shadow, and they are green all the way to the core. An analogy would be a loser husband who spends more money on gambling than he earns, and doesn't even make much money to begin with. Marmots don't have roots, and thus drift and are rotated by water waves. This keeps marmots in their spherical shape. It is not by their effort, but it is a byproduct of other forces. Marmots may seem extremely lazy up till now, but they are also amazingly patient. They spend a few hundred years growing to a sphere 1 to 2 meters in diameter, and greatly stubborn not to change their attitude. This trait gives marmots a sense of dignity, even makes them heroic and beautiful. Also, marmots behave like a time capsule, absorbing and distilling time inside themselves. They take out small portions each time and give it to us when we look at the marmots, and thus we gain a portion of time, making us feel relaxed and grounded.